Reports local law enforcement received calls just after 4 o'clock for a fire in the 1400 block of Saratoga Road. When crews arrived, they found a small structure with heavy damage throughout. Authorities say no one was inside the building at the time of the fire. The cause remains under investigation. With a check of Falls City fire-related news, here's John Nixon.
The Falls City Volunteer Fire Department responded to 33 incidents in 2025, which was up from the 19 calls in 2024. The fire department averages about 40 calls per year. The total combined losses for 2025 was $160,000, representing an $80,000 decrease from the $240,000 in losses in 2024. The 2025 fire calls included 3 structure fires, 6 smoke investigations, 2 appliance fires, 7 electrical fires, 4 vehicle fires, and 11 brush or trash fires. Falls City Department, along with all area first responders, would like to thank the public for your continued support and allowing them room to maneuver on the streets as they respond to area incidents. The annual report was submitted by the Falls City Volunteer Fire Department Public Information Officer John McQueen.
An Atchison man is facing multiple charges following an alleged confrontation with police Wednesday evening. According to a release from Atchison Police Chief Mike Wilson, 51-year-old Bobby Glasby was arrested in the 400 block of R Street on charges of reckless driving, assault on a law enforcement officer, and battery on a law enforcement officer. Wilson says an officer was conducting a traffic stop in the 1600 block of South 6th Street just after 6 o'clock Wednesday evening when Glasby, identified as a family member of the stopped driver, arrived at the scene. A short time later, Glasby left the area, allegedly driving recklessly. Around 45 minutes later, officers went to Glasby's R Street residence regarding the reckless driving. And according to Wilson, Glasby emerged from the home, allegedly acting aggressively toward the responding officers. Once in custody, Glasby was booked into the Atchison County Jail. Now the Kansas legislature is back in session. The tradition of informal updates, in the form of a legislative coffee gathering, returns this Saturday to the Atchison Santa Fe Depot. Sponsored by Rainbow Communications, a release from the Everest-based company says Dr. Alan Rivas of Atchison will be in attendance. Rivas, who holds the seat of 63rd District State Representative, will provide information on the legislature's actions to date, about 1 week into the new session. The legislative coffee will begin at 8:30 Saturday morning at the Santa Fe Depot. That's your latest local news on the air. Remember to find us online anytime at msdnews.net. I'm Brian Hagan.
It's time now for coverage of high school basketball here on your local sports authority, 103.9 FM, KNZA, part of the MSC Sports Radio Network. Don't forget, you can catch coverage of high school sports at mscsports.net. You can also listen to tonight's coverage of high school basketball live on our mobile app by downloading it free on the Google Play or Apple Store. Just search for the MSC Radio app. Now, for tonight's play-by-play, we head courtside.
Basketball takes the scene in mid-January. Boy, we're excited for this one tonight on KNZA 103.9 FM. We're dialed in on the Hiawatha channel as well, courtesy of MSC Sports. 2 ranked Hiawatha teams on their home floor tonight, taking on a Big East League rival in Jefferson West. Let's not slouch on either of the 4 teams we're going to see tonight. Both Hiawatha teams are ranked. The 2 teams combined for just 1 loss, and on the other side, the road team Tigers, both girls and boys squads come into tonight 10 games in with a record of 7-3. Getting alongside Megan Sturton, our studio producer, we got Paige, the Hiawatha Channel crew, Brandon Tabman with you as well. We got a lot to dissect in our pregame, but first, a timeout. We got more from the Roundhouse right after this on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Hi, I'm Alexis from Rainbow's Youth Advisory Council. Scammers are getting sneakier every day. Think you can spot a fishy scam? One bad click could cost your info. We've got quick tips to help you stay one step ahead. Visit rainbowtel.net and learn how to protect yourself. It's your data. Let's keep it that way with help from Rainbow.
Do you have any idea how much it costs you to have your money managed? Hidden fees can eat away at your savings. Our advisors provide clear insights into your investment costs. Take control of your financial future. Discover how much you've really been paying for your money to be invested. Visit bobshortsfinancial.com for a free analysis. Offices in Silver Lake and Victoria. Serving Kansans for over 45 years.
Registered investment advisor services offered through Cobbler Capital Management, Silver Lake, Kansas. Securities offered through OFG Financial Services Incorporated, member FINRA, SPIC, Topeka, Kansas.
There's nothing like a new calendar year to get you thinking about goals and ideas. Hi, this is Rita of Union State Bank of Horton, here to remind you that you can bring your ideas in to any of our branches. Let's sit down and talk about what matters most to you as a new year arrives. From home loans to improvement projects or business expansions and ag loans, we are here for every new idea and adventure. Learn more at mybankusb.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Consolidated Grain and Barge in Falls City. From farm to market, you can count on Consolidated Grain and Barge to add value to your operation. They're well equipped to handle your grain quickly and efficiently. They focus on fast and friendly service to help move your grain safely and efficiently while providing exceptional service to you. Call today, Consolidated Grain and Barge in Falls City, and discuss alternative marketing solutions.
Ron Kirk's Body Shop in Holton. We've been taking the dents out of accidents since 1983. From collision to paintless, dentless repair, window tinting, frame adjustments, auto painting, and glass repair, we do it all. Ron Kirk's professional service also includes local pickup and delivery and the handling of insurance paperwork. We take pride as a locally owned business of getting you back on the road in no time. But the best part of our job is the friends we make by accident. Ron Kirk's Body Shop in Holton, Kansas.
Since 1991, Poppy Realty and Farm Management has been proud to be a local friend with knowledge in the real estate market. Brian Poppy is licensed in Kansas and Nebraska and a proud local community supporter while delivering exceptional and personalized service as the best resource in the area. That's why when you buy or sell, Poppy Realty can provide better support and reach just as many potential buyers as online or other firms. Learn more about Poppy Realty and their farm management services by visiting poppyrealty.com, because these decisions are more than just a transaction.
Grab your boots and bring your lucky charm. Bingo and Boots is coming to Hiawatha. Join the Amberwell Hiawatha Foundation on Saturday, February 7th at the Fisher Center for a fun night that gives back. Enjoy dinner, live music, auctions, and exciting bingo rounds. Win prizes like Blackstone grills, designer bags, sports tickets, and more. Every dollar raised stays local, and this year's goal supports new patient beds for Amberwell Hiawatha. Tickets are $75 and are going fast. Register now at amberwellhealth.org. That's Bingo and Boots. Eat well, have fun, support your local hospital.
Is getting propane a pain in the neck? You want a reliable propane company that's local to the area, that gives great service and low competitive pricing. That's Ag Partners Co-op. Well-trained and trusted technicians servicing Northeast Kansas as well as Nebraska and Missouri. Don't be left in the cold this winter. Call Ag Partners Co-op to become part of the family and make sure you're prepared for whatever winter blows your way. Ag Partners, partnering for the future.
Holdman's Ford, your local Ford Lincoln dealer in Falls City, has many great cars and trucks, like the F-150 and so many more. If you need a used vehicle, Holdman's has them. If you need a car with good gas mileage, Holdman's has them. See Ben or Janice Holdman at Holdman's Ford, your local Ford Lincoln dealer in Falls City. Holdman's Ford has everything you need to keep your vehicle running from parts and service. You can view Holdman's Ford entire inventory online at holdmansford.com.
In the world of firearms, you need more than just a purchase. You need precision, reliability, and trust. That's where Paladin Firearms and Gunsmith Inc. comes in. We're your local experts for sales, diagnostics, intricate repairs, custom builds, and meticulous restoration. At Paladin, we ensure every firearm meets the highest standards of safety and performance. Whether you're an experienced owner or just starting your journey, we're committed to safe, responsible ownership. Discover the difference true craftsmanship makes. Visit Paladin Firearms and Gunsmith Inc. at 1801 Stone Street in Falls City. Open Tuesday through Saturday. This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
We are locked and loaded in the Roundhouse here tonight, home of the Hiawatha Redhawks, and we got two dandies for you in the Big East. Thanks for tuning in on KNCA 103.9 FM. Paige Mueller, Hiawatha Channel crew, appreciate it very much. Megan Sturton, our KNCA studio producer. I'm Brandon Tebb, and we got two good ones. As we mentioned, the girls' game about to get started here. We'll get Paige's thoughts on this Hiawatha team in a moment, but Jeff West comes rolling into town. These two teams, 7-plus or more wins, but the Redhawks undefeated at 10-0, number 9 ranking in the 3A class. But Jeff West comes in at 7-3 overall and 4-3 in the Big East. So let's get you the starting lineups here for tonight. Girls contest on tap. First for Jeff West, the Tigers under second-year head coach Justin Schwinn. Again, they come in at 7-3 and 4-3 in league play, coming off a win last night against St. Mary's, 70-24. Emmy Dean, a 5'7 sophomore, 14 points per game, a returning starter from a year ago. You got another Dean, Harriet, 5'7 junior, just shy of 9 points per game. The forwards are Addison Schwinn, a 5'11 senior, and also Colby Noel, a 5'8 senior as well. And the sensational freshman, Brinley Koontz, a 5'9 freshman, 20 points and 8 rebounds a game. Let's not forget 6 steals a contest as well. So excited for the Tigers on the floor tonight. It's Koontz, it is Emmy Dean, Harriet Dean, the combo there, Addison Schwinn, and Colby Noel. For the undefeated Hiawatha Redhawks, number 9 ranked in the 3A class at 10-0. They are 3-0 in Big East League play. Michaela Williams, a 5'4 sophomore, averaging 12.5 points per game. How about Kylie Nelson, the 5'5 junior, 20.5 points per game to go along with 5 rebounds as well. Claire Twombly, a 5'8 senior forward at 3.5 points per game. You also got Addison Williams, a 5'6 senior, about 6 points and 3 rebounds a game. And Kenzie Nelson, a 5'5 senior, 10 rebounds a contest, maybe a school record in her sights. We'll see how the rest of the season goes, but 5 points and 10 rebounds per game. Opening tip-off brought to you by Bob Schwartz Financial in Silver Lake. Let them help you achieve your financial goals without the hidden surprises. Here we go from one of the better venues here in Northeast Kansas, the Roundhouse. And Jeff West, the opening tip-off. We get an opening scrum and a tie-up 12 seconds into the game. And Jeff West giving the ball to the Redhawks, unable to secure that possession. So an early Tigers turnover. As the Redhawks, again, undefeated at 10-0. What a season they have had. And right now, from right to left in the home white uniforms, as the Roundhouse continues to pack here, and now a pass tipped as Williams was looking on the left wing in another tie-up and another turnover. So maybe Paige a little sloppy, 19 seconds into this one.
I think it's something we're going to see a lot tonight. Hiawatha is one of those teams that will be on the ground pretty much every defensive play.
Well, you got a battle of 2 second-year head coaches. Jeff West looking for an entry pass, and both teams exchanging turnovers, and it went to Koontz up top, who missed a three, but an offensive rebound inside by Colby Noel to keep it alive, and they turn it over to us, Jeff West, once again. So finally, well, another turnover. We got to get a secure possession here. That is 3 turnovers each, 40 seconds into the game. Neither team wants the ball here early. Here's Brinley Koontz, the 5'9 freshman for Jefferson West, into the front court from left to right. Here's a pass up top to Emmy Dean, working left into the corner to Harriet Dean. Emmy gets it back up top, now a touch for Addison Schwinn. Looking inside, Noel a touch, tips and out of bounds underneath, this time deflected by the Redhawks. So Tigers going to keep it, still no score. We've played about a minute into tonight's game. This Redhawks team went 2-0 against the Tigers last season. The matchup here at home was 52-44. Here's Koontz again, her second attempt from downtown, this one from the left corner, and a long rebound off the heel taken in by Kylie Nelson. No score, trying to get those first points on the board, straightaway three, that one's off the target, offensive rebound, stuck back up and in, and the Redhawks get on the board first by Claire Twombly, an offensive rebound and stick back, and the Redhawks a 2-0 lead at 6:40 to go in the first quarter. Now it's lost, taken away, the Redhawks get a steal. Trying to work it up the floor, a little two-on-two break, a little stop, and a trap. No, they're going to call it double dribble in the front court by Kylie Nelson. Running out of room here on the first quarter turnovers.
That one is a more rare turnover, too.
Okay, that's fair. Redhawks showing a little pressure in the full court. Kylie Nelson trying to fight for a steal. She puts it on the floor. Jeff West, they got to get it across the midcourt line, and they barely do before the 10-second counts. Here's a baseline drive by Addison Schwinn. Redhawks a 2-0 lead here early on in this game. Koontz a drive. finds Noel in the paint. She lost the handle, gets kicked down to the free throw line. Another scrum and another tie-up, and it's going back to Hiawatha for what is now the fifth Jeff West turnover, not even 2 minutes into the game. Of course, excited for next week. We got midseason tournaments. We'll be in Seneca next week for the 12th annual Thunder Classic. This Hiawatha team going to be taking part in that starting on Tuesday night. Redhawks with a 2-0 lead and the ball, looking for a left corner three. It was halfway down and out. Rebound for Brindley Koontz. And here is the sensational freshman up the floor. Here is a three by Addison Schwinn, and she buries it from the right corner. So finally the Tigers on the board. It's a three ball by Schwinn, the senior. And the Tigers have their first lead at 3-2 at 5:40 to go in this first quarter. Here is Kylie Nelson around a screen. Off balance shot in the paint with touch. Drops it in with the teardrop, and Kylie Nelson on the board, one of the leading scorers in the Big East. 4-3 Redhawks. Jeff West quickly back up the floor. Here's Harriet Dean from downtown. It's high off the heel. Battle for the rebound. It goes out of bounds, and it's going back to the Redhawks. Well, a little sloppy. I think we can agree on that. Quite a few turnovers on both sides. This is a Redhawks team averaging over 53 points per game. Jeff West defensively giving it up at 39 points per game. Something's got to give. Here's Kenzie Nelson, a left side three. Bucket. How about Kenzie from downtown? That's her fifth made three this season. And the Redhawks, their largest lead at 7-3. Here's Noel, a little stop and pop in the paint. She gets a deuce back for the Tigers. Pace picking up a little bit. Both teams showing a little pressure in the full court. Knocked away by Koontz. It's on the side of the Redhawks. We could get another jump ball here, and that's exactly what we get. That's going to give it back to the Tigers, forcing another Redhawks turnover. So we're at 4:50 to go in this first period of play. Redhawks 7, Jeff West 5. Here is Noel, right side, little staggered move in the paint. We get our first foul at 4:43 to go, and free throws coming for Colby Noel, a 5'8 senior for Jeff West.
Hiawatha coming into this game averaging 15 fouls, and that's something Hiawatha is going to have to fix because every game it becomes an issue.
So the first foul going against Kenzie Nelson, and at the free throw line it is Colby Noel, and she splashes the first free throw attempt, has 3 points in this opening quarter, and has the Tigers within 7-6. Jeff West offensively pouring in 56 points a game. That second one off the heel, no good. A rebound for Michaela Williams, and the Redhawks works it into the front court. Now it's on the wing. Kenzie Nelson a touch, right where she dropped in a three a moment ago. Michaela Williams up top, splitting a couple defenders, a little sidestep move, can't finish up near the rim, and a rebound for Emmy Dean and Jeff West, and now we get another tie-up. Good hustle combination of Michaela Williams and Kenzie Nelson, forcing a tie-up in the backcourt. And that forces the possession arrow back to the Redhawks, which means that is 6 first quarter turnovers for Jeff West. Redhawks 7, Jeff West 6. Just north of 4:20 to go here in this opening quarter. Inside, Kenzie Nelson on the block, bouncing it back to Williams. Shot no, but a foul. Good block to block pass, far side to near side. Williams now going to the line for the Redhawks. And the first foul on Jeff West against the freshman in Brindley Koontz. Here is Addison Williams at the line. She pours in the first free throw attempt, 61.5% this season at the line, and that's her first point tonight. Gives Hiawatha an 8-6 lead at 4:16 to go in the first. Staggered stance, second rip at it is up and in. So she goes 2-for-2, does Addison Williams. First points tonight, and a 9-6 Redhawks lead inside the roundhouse. Here's Noel pumped at the free throw line, and a foul on Hiawatha. And they get Michaela Williams with her first in team foul number 2. Get our first Redhawks sub. It's 5'5 senior Laura Lears. And sub it in for Kenzie Nelson, who's picked up an early foul. So the Tigers down 3, about the halfway point of this first quarter. Right side, Emmy Dean thought about it. Now it reverses left. Back up top. Right side pass. Emmy Dean, now Noel, right block. Turning on a double, caught. Trying to get it out of the paint, does so. Now Emmy Dean, kind of a contested three, hits the rim twice, high off the heel, out of bounds, and back to Hiawatha. Jeff West, kind of a decent look, I would say. Maybe not the best for Emmy Dean, but nearly got it to go. But they show a press here in the full court. 3:48, clock moving first quarter. Redhawks with it and a 9-6 lead. Working into the front court, had it knocked away, and that's a steal picked off by Addison Schwinn. Another Red Hawks turnover. Here's Brindley Kudens into the front court, launching a pass into the second row, looking for Harriet Dean in the left side corner. Way too much on that pass, and another Jeff West turnover. Both teams struggling in that regard. Again, the Jeff West press forcing a tip pass out of bounds, so Hiawatha will have to reset, work the full length of the floor. Stacy Jasper, second-year head coach for this Red Hawks team, has compiled a 22-9 record for her first year in change, and getting another sub on the floor here as Remy Siebenmorgen is now into the game for the Red Hawks. At 3.5 minutes to go in this first quarter, 9-6, home team Red Hawks. Working against this press, pass through traffic, but chasing it down. Kylie Nelson gathering, bouncing it underneath to Siebenmorgen. Now Kylie gets it back, fires along two, and a foul on the shot. The Cardinals sin, don't foul a jump shooter. And Kylie Nelson's working her way to the free throw line for a pair. And it's Harriet Dean who picks up her first foul, and the second Jeff West foul of the opening quarter. Well, one of the best players right now in the Big East, that is Kylie Nelson, averaging over 20 a game. She knocks in the first free throw, has three tonight so far. Just a touch under 66% at the line coming in. She misses the second, tipped out of bounds, and good hustle by Michaela Williams. They're going to say it's last touch by Jeff West. So a 1-for-2 trip at the line for Kylie Nelson. And the Tigers can't secure the rebound, so the Redhawks throw it in underneath with Addison Williams. Trying to dump it in, and Kudens tips it into the backcourt. Now it's a foot race between Kudens and Nelson. Kudens picks it up, tries to save it underneath, but throws it right to a Redhawk. Boy, good hustle, though, both ways, but the Redhawks get it back. 3 minutes to go in this first quarter. Here is a Kylie three. It's going to be an air ball. And trying to save it was Michaela Williams, but can't do so. It's out of bounds back to Jeff West. So again, 3:01 to go first quarter, 10-6 Red Hawks. 6 points for Jeff West, a three by Schwinn, three from Noel. Four in the books already, a little spread out for Hiawatha. Red Hawks trying to stay unbeaten, but Kudens trying to answer with a deep NBA range three, and it just grazed the front rim short, tipped into the hands of Addison Williams. Bump near midcourt, no call. Michaela Williams now stepping in front of the free throw line, diving in and drawing the body in the foul on Colby Noel, and more free throws coming for Hiawatha. So Noel picks up the foul, her first, team third. And Michaela Williams at the line here for the Red Hawks, and she knocks in the first. 62.5%, that was her 65th free throw attempt this season. Redhawks do like to get to the line, and they are very solid in that category, and 2-for-2 there for Michaela Williams in her first 2 points tonight. It is 12-6 Hiawatha, their largest lead of the game. 2:37, clock moving first quarter. Jeff West into the front court, Hiawatha laid off the press. Here's Kudens, had it knocked away at the free throw line. Another scrum in the paint, and another tie-up. Paige, it's got to be a record for most tie-ups in the first 5.5 minutes of a game.
At least this season.
At least this season. Okay, I would agree on that. But, fortunate for the Tigers, the possession arrow stays on their end. They set it up in the corner. Emmy Dean, a good look from three. She can't get it to go, but Kudens on the backside, an offensive rebound. Second chance here for Jeff West in the road black uniforms. Another three, and Emmy Dean says, I'm going to get one to go eventually, and she knocks in a triple to make it 12-9 Hiawatha. Here's a drive, floater from the right baseline. It's a little bit long, missed there by Kylie Nelson, and a rebound for Addison Schwinn. Tigers into the front court, down three. 2 minutes to go, first quarter. Here's Kudens, sensational freshman for Jeff West, averaging 20 points, 8 rebounds, and 6 steals a game. Here's Noel, got caught in the paint, ripped it away to avoid another tie-up, and it's back up top to Emmy Dean. Emmy Dean between the rings out high, 10 on the shot clock here. Kudens, hand down, man down, a deep one. It's off the front rim, long rebound though for Emmy Dean, and a reset here for Jeff West. Fresh shot clock. Dean gets it back to Kudens, a little shaded left, but in between the rings. Now looking for a cut, nobody there, and it's taken away by Siebenmorgen. Another turnover here in this opening quarter. 125 and counting, first period. Hiawatha leading by three. Here's Kylie Nelson with it, spinning, firing, nearly banking one in from the right wing. From about 15 and chasing it down in the corner is Michaela Williams with a little bit of hustle. Now Kylie again fires a three. It hits high off the heel. Siebenmorgen again fighting for another possession. Remy Sieben Morgan keeping a couple alive here, and it's a third opportunity, and they leave Kylie Nelson open again. She can't make it this time. Boy, the lid is on right now. Koontz the rebound, running for Jeff West, puts a shoulder down. Her shot is short. Fighting for it, tipped into the hands of Kylie Nelson. And a whistle and a foul right at midcourt. 48 seconds left in the quarter, and that is the second foul on Brinley Koontz. It is team foul number 4. So you got to get a fresh body in there for Jeff West. Addison Thector, 5'7", freshman. As Koontz, little slow start, but has to sit now with two fouls, something to monitor. Red Hawks have it. Michaela Williams driving and drawing a foul. Tried to scoop it up with the left hand and left it short, but there was a little bit of contact. It is team foul number 5. Vector, who just checked in, picks up her first. And Michaela Williams right back to the line where she just buried two a moment ago. Now make it 3-for-3 here in the first quarter. And the lead 13-9 Red Hawks, 42.8 seconds to go here in the quarter. Addison Williams checking back in. Couple of subs here. See Polly Rocky on the floor. Or correction, Claire Twombly back in. And that second free throw good by Michaela Williams. So she is 4-for-4 from the line here in the first 7-plus minutes. 14-9 Red Hawks. About an 8-second difference here between the shot clock and the game clock. Here is Vector up top. Noel turning in the paint, kicking right. Good pass. Schwinn a 3, and she rattles it in. Addison Schwinn, her second triple here of the quarter. She's got 6, and it's 14-12. Red Hawks by 2. 21 seconds. The shot clock is turned off. Man-to-man defense here by Jeff West. Kayla Williams, step in front of midcourt. Gets it off to Addison. Michaela, nice ball fake, steps in, bouncing a beautiful pass, but the layup is missed on the backside by Twombly, and it's cleared away by Jeff West with 4 seconds to go. Long pass up the floor, and it's out of bounds for another Tigers turnover, and the Red Hawks full length of the floor they go, but just 1.4 seconds left in the quarter. Yikes, the turnover numbers are high. Well, they try to chuck it near midcourt, deflected. Noel gets a shot up, but that's going to do it for the opening 8 minutes in this girls' game tonight inside the roundhouse. Number 9 ranked in the 3A classification. Hiawatha looking to go to 11-0. Right now leading Jeff West 14-12 at the end of the first quarter. 60-second timeout. We got second quarter action coming your way next here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Airstream Heating and Cooling, plumbing and sewer cleaning at your service, bringing comfort from our home to yours. With offices in 2 locations, Auburn and Falls City, Nebraska, services are offered at residential and commercial levels. Co-owners have 40-plus years of experience, and their crew includes licensed journeymen and master journeymen. Available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Airstream Heating and Cooling in Falls City, 402-245-5083. In Auburn, 402-414-7083.
This is Brian Green from Allstate. January is mayhem trying to pay for all of your holiday spending. If Christmas parties crashed your budget, your January resolution should be to call the Brian Green Agency and let Allstate better protect you at a lower cost. This January, skip the gym membership and make a resolution you can achieve. Save money by calling me at the Brian Green Agency and let Allstate's lower costs on home and auto insurance be your resolution win. Put yourself in the good hands of Allstate. Mine.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Back inside the roundhouse here, KMCA and the Hiawatha Channel. It is the Red Hawks hosting Jeff West, and a quick foul. 7 seconds into the period, going against Jeff West. They get Addison Vector, who just picked up her second foul. Right now, the Red Hawks leading at home, 14-12. That'll lead as large as 6 in that first 8 minutes. Here is Addison Williams handing it off to Polly Rocky. Both teams have had to utilize some deeper parts of the bench here early on tonight. Here is Kenzie Nelson off a curl and a pass into the corner. Twombly a 3. It was on target, but long. Tipped around a couple of times and finally brought in by Vector for Jeff West. So the Red Hawks come up empty on their opening possession of the second quarter. Now the Red Hawks sit back in a 3-2 zone. Deep 3 by Emmy Dean. Boy, that was a hard miss. Chasing it down near side was Hiawatha's Polly Rocky. So both teams 0 for on their opening possession of this second quarter. Red Hawks leading at 14-12, and now we get a whistle and an offensive foul called against Hiawatha. going to be an illegal screen against Kylie Nelson, her first. Well, unofficially, we had a combined 18 turnovers between the two teams in that first quarter. And there's one for Hiawatha there to kick off this second period of action. 14-12 our score, Red Hawks. Chance for Jeff West to tie or take the lead. Emmy Dean up top. Looking for a pass inside, left block, Noel quickly doubled, turning on that double team, trying to keep the pivot foot down. She can't, and it's a travel and another turnover. Well, they're certainly trying to use Noel inside, but Hiawatha's done a great job bringing the trap pretty quickly, forcing Colby Noel to have to make a pretty quick decision. That time she could not do so, ends up traveling with it. 14-12 Redhawks, minute 15 into the second quarter. Here's a bounce pass to Rocky in the left corner. Picks it up after one dribble. Tough pass. It was defended well by Emmy Dean. She deflects it out of bounds. As Hiawatha is going to bring on another sub, Kayla Williams checking in for Rocky. All right now, the scoring's pretty balanced, spread out both ways. 14-12 Redhawks, 6:40 to go until the half. It is, correction, Addison Williams, about to say Michaela, but that is not the case there. Addison picks up the dribble right wing. Now Michaela on a cut. Good right side pass. Addison back up top with the ball fake. Couple dribbles in. Left-handed floater. Hits the rim. Falls off. Offensive rebound, though, for Michaela Williams to keep it alive. Now Nelson a three. It's going to be an air ball. That was Kenzie from the left wing out of bounds and back to Jeff West. Well, here comes Brindley Coons back into the game for the Tigers after picking up a couple of fouls in that first quarter, replacing Colby Noel. Well, Coons came into tonight averaging 20 a game. She is scoreless so far. Early portion, second quarter, 14-12 Redhawks. She gets a look in the right corner, trying to get that goose egg off the board. Can't do so. It was on target, but high off the miss. Rebound for Hiawatha's Kenzie Nelson. 2 minutes into the second quarter, still looking for our first points of the second quarter. 14-12, Hiawatha leading. Kayla Williams curling around the arc from left to right, and they're going to call her for a carry. Some ill-advised turnovers. No doubt about it. Well, the story has been these Hiawatha teams, both girls and boys, have a combined 19-1 record. Boys are 9-1, girls are 10-0, both ranked in 3A. Jeff West working with Schwinn at the free throw line. She's bumped and fouled. And it's another foul on Michaela Williams. That's her second team foul, number two. Jeff West to throw it in underneath. Still looking for our first points of the second quarter. Redhawks leading 14-12. And now Koontz, left side of the backboard, trying to find a passing lane and has to dump it into the backcourt with Fechter. Now goes left side of the floor, Harriet Dean. Back to the top, Fechter a touch, dribbles in the lane, has a good look, banks it in straight away. Addison Fechter, the freshman. And we're tied up 14-14. First points of the second quarter. There's a reach in and another foul. This one going against Emmy Dean. That is her first. And Jeff West team foul number two. Game tonight on KNCA brought to you by Rainbow Communications. RainbowTel.net, providing the most reliable internet services Northeast Kansas. Brandon, Page, Megan, the entire crew, both radio and channel, appreciate it very much. Two good games on tap for you tonight. And right now a 14-14 tie in the girls game early second. Here's a hard drive, trying to spin it up and in was Michaela Williams, and off the miss, Emmy Dean a rebound for the Tigers. Chance to take their first lead since halfway through that first quarter. Here's Coons up top, one dribble left, Emmy Dean not afraid to fire. This one hits the rim, falls off, offensive rebound though for Addison Schwinn. Second chance no good from the right baseline, and finally cleared away by Hiawatha's Addison Williams. Now whistling a foul, Hiawatha working into the front court with Williams. It'll be team foul number three on the Tigers here in the quarter, and that's going to be the second on Emmy Dean. So Koontz, Fechter, Dean for Jeff West, all with two fouls here. 4:57 to go until the half. We're deadlocked at 14-14. Pass into the right corner for Hiawatha, trying to retake the lead back, led by as many as six earlier on in this game. Kylie Nelson trying to go to work. Little step back three. This one off the target. And tipped into the hands of Michaela Williams for a second chance up for the Redhawks. Tigers trying to lock up here defensively. Emmy Dean doing a great job so far here on Addison Williams, who finally scurries it back into the hands of Kylie Nelson. And then Michaela Williams a touch. Back to Kylie's hands. Baseline drive, left wing, scoop shot, good, but they're going to say the foul is on the floor. It's not the NBA, so I understand the way that was called. But that's the third foul on Fechter, and she's maybe played a total of 3 minutes. That's going to bring back Colby Noel. That's team foul number four. So 4:26 to go in this quarter until the half. Hiawatha is going to be in the bonus. Looking for a cut inside, taken away, a steal for Addison Schwinn. A little bit lazy on the pass. So the turnovers continue to pile up, and as soon as I say that, Jeff West gives it right back. A little two-on-one break. Layup, no. Second chance off inside, missed by Addison Williams, and now it's tipped out into the far corner. Jeff West has it. Harriet Dean had it. And do they call a tie-up there? I think they did, which would be continuing a record-setting pace for tie-ups in one half a play.
We have to have, like, eight, right?
I think we might have had eight in the first quarter. Maybe the first 4 minutes, the way it kind of worked out. But nonetheless, we have seen two total points in the first 4 minutes of this second quarter. It's a 14-14 tie. Coons, another deep three. It was on target, but off the long rebound, it's at the left elbow, diving on the floor, and you guessed it, another tie-up. That's a stat I'm going to have to start keeping, Paige, from
now on. I've
never
thought about that one.
Yeah, I know. It's not really a stat you really think about keeping, but we got to be setting records here. But glad to be a part of your Friday night. Two great games in the Roundhouse. Two of the top teams, both girls and boys in the Big East. Get a deflected pass out of bounds. Hiawatha still trying to get their first points of this second quarter. We have seen 1-2 made by Addison Fechter. 14-14 tie. This is a big game for the Tigers in terms of the league standings. They've already played 7 league games. This is their 8th being tonight. Miss inside, rebound, no, but a foul. Second chance opportunities have been big for Hiawatha in this second quarter. They just haven't been able to convert, but now Michaela Williams going back to the line where she's a perfect 4-for-4 here in the half. Addison Schwinn picks up her first foul, and it's team foul number 5. Make it 5-for-5 at the line for Michaela Williams tonight. She's got all 5 from the stripe. Remy Sieben Morgan checks back in. Claire Twombly gets a breather for Hiawatha. Mentioned earlier, battle of second-year head coaches. And this one, Justin Schwinn for Jeff West. Stacey Jasper for Hiawatha. Off the free throw miss. Somehow gets her own rebound and draws another foul. And is right back to the line, Michaela Williams, for 2 more. Now, I think if you're Coach Schwinn, he's maybe arguing the foul call, but Jeff West did not do a good job boxing out there. And the first free throw on this spin for Michaela Williams is up and in. That foul, by the way, was on Emmy Dean, and that was her 3rd. So you already got the Tigers with Fechter and Emmy Dean with 3 fouls each here in this first half. We still got 3:26 to go in this second quarter. That first make by Williams gave the Redhawks the lead back at 15-14. Her second was short. So another 1-for-2 stint. Active hands for Michaela Williams. The ball near midcourt. Finally, Schwinn gets it into the right corner with Crystal Harper, who has had to check in for Jeff West. And the near side official has stopped play to give the Jeff West side a sideline warning. And I think pointing to one of the assistant coaches. So, again, probably goes back to that initial foul just a moment ago where Coach Justin Schwinn was having a conversation. But whatever was being said, it forced the official to stop play and give that Tiger bench a sideline warning. Coach Schwinn still giving it to the official that made that call as Tigers are going to throw it in. 3:15 to go in the half. They're down 16-14 here in the Roundhouse. Not a lot of scoring here in this second quarter. There's a reach-in foul on the Redhawks. Addison Schwinn got a post touch. Yeah, that's Kenzie Nelson. That's her 2nd. And team foul number 3 on the Redhawks. 3:09 to go in the half. 16-14 Hiawatha. Right side, it's Harriet Dean. One dribble left. On the wing, back into the corner with Coons. Here's Crystal Harper. Here's a nice dive. Dean into the paint. Shot good. That's Harriet for 2. First basket tonight for the 5'7 junior, Harriet Dean, and we're tied at 16. South of 3 minutes to go in this first half. Nice pass up the floor. Kylie Nelson steps into a deep one. It's high off the front rim, tip, and into the hands of Brinley Coons. Coots, long pass, accurate up the floor, shot no, but a foul. What a pass up to Harriet Dean, and she's fouled. She's going to shoot two. Now, the fact that Brindley Coontz has yet to score in this game, the Tigers sitting here tied at 16-16. Got to feel good if you're Jeff West. Check the call. They're going to say Addison Schwinn picked up the foul. I'm not sure, but they called that on the floor. Coach Justin Schwinn did not agree with that. Nonetheless, Tigers don't get free throws. Both teams in the bonus the rest of the way. Now we get a tie-up as Kylie Nelson got handsy in there on the perimeter. And that possession arrow keeps it with the Tigers. So the shot clock is going to reset. And we got a quick kind of delay here. Official's going to huddle up. Three-man crew here tonight. Discussing with the scores table. So, the turnovers were heavy in the first quarter, Paige. The scoring has been light in the second quarter. It was 14-12, Hiawatha. We got 2:37 to go in the second. We're sitting at 16-16.
You know, one thing we've kind of lacked to mention is this is Hiawatha's biggest rivalry game of the year. And this is a game that they circle on the calendar and be like, this is a game that we want to win. And so that's part of the scrappiness here tonight, Brandon.
Well, the difference between these two teams, Jeff West played St. Mary's last night. Hiawatha, it's their first game in a week. Here's Coontz inside, gets her own miss, and then she lost it. It still fumbled around, and finally Jeff West able to secure it for a second chance off and driving in, forcing a foul with Harriet Dean. She's going to shoot two. And they get Claire Twombly with the foul, her first. Both teams in the bonus, the final 2:21 of the quarter. Here's Harriet Dean at the line to shoot two, averaging almost 9 points, 4 rebounds a game. Returning starter from a year ago. First free throw, no good. Stays locked in, 16-16. Well, as I was just mentioning, again, Jeff West hosted St. Mary's last night, won 70-24. Hiawatha's been off for a week. They hosted Rossville last week and won 54-46. Second free throw good by Harriet Dean, and the Tigers retake the lead. It's 17-16, Jeff West, 2:15 to go in the half. Now Coontz ramping up the pressure here on the Hiawatha guards, but Nelson gets a good look, and she finally spins in a three. It's Kylie Nelson. How about free throw make number 29 this season? And it's 19-17, Redhawks. As Jeff West fumbles it again in the paint, another tie-up, and this time the possession arrow back to Hiawatha.
I think we might be setting a record, like you said.
Yeah, a record. Someone from Guinness needs to be here tonight. Guinness Book of World Records for the amount of tie-ups. Nelson just knocked in a three, right side pass, Twombly a look, can't get it to go, up for the rebound, tipped out to the free throw line, finally secured by Jeff West and Colby Noel. 19-17, Red Hawk girls, minute 40 to go, first half. Coontz thought about a deep three instead an extra pass to the right side, and that three heavily missed by Harper, and a backside rebound for Kylie Nelson. 2-point lead for the Redhawks. 90 seconds to go in this first half. Here's a drive by Addison Williams. Into the corner it goes. Twombly's pass. Oh, Coontz read it beautifully, and coast to coast she goes. She lays it in for two. That is what Brindley Coontz does, and it's her first points tonight, and it's tied at 19-19. Brindley Coontz, her first three varsity games, or into her varsity career, her first three games, she was averaging 12 steals a game. Right now it's at 6. And now we get a whistle and a foul on the perimeter with a minute 2 to go. It's on Jeff West. Free throws for Hiawatha. And they get Bristol Harper, another freshman. This is a fairly young Jeff West team that has a lot of promise over the next couple of seasons. Led by Brindley Coontz. Vector's a freshman. Harper, we just mentioned, a freshman. The first free throw is up and good for Laura Lears. First point tonight for Laura. 50% at the line. That was just her fifth free throw attempt of the season. Redhawks hit it at just north of 60%. That second one is no good. And the rebound for Addison Schwinn. She gets it up the floor quickly. Under a minute to go in the half. Here's a shot, up, good, and the foul. It's an and one for Harriet Dean on the right block. She's got 5 all here in the second quarter. The foul on Addison Williams, her second. The foul trouble starting to kind of pile up both ways. It's hurting Jeff West a little bit more as they have 2 players with 3 fouls, Emmy Dean and Addison Fechter. But here's Harriet Dean at the line, who's had a nice second quarter. And that free throw halfway down and out and tipped into the hands of Hiawatha's Addison Williams. 49 seconds and counting. Open right wing, Kylie Nelson off the front rim, missing a three. Tipped around underneath, bodies flying for it. Nelson somehow able to salvage it in the corner, and another possession here for the Redhawks. About 11 second difference between the shot clock and the game clock. 20 on the shot clock, 30-ish on the game clock. Redhawks slowing it down. It's a 21-20 Jeff West lead. Here's a three left side. Book it. Kenzie Nelson, her second triple. She's got six. 23-21 Redhawks. Final 15 seconds of the first half. Here's Noelle, the post touch. Turning, had it knocked away, but a foul. 12 seconds to go. Colby Noelle at the line to shoot a pair. And that's going to be number three on Addison Williams. That quickly gets Laura Lears back into the game. Noelle at the line, got the shooter's touch. It's up and in there. She's 2 for 2 at the line tonight. She has 4 points. 23-22, Redhawks by one. Noelle a chance to tie it here. And that one, she can't do so. It spins out. Rebound for the Redhawks and Kenzie Nelson. Final 7 seconds here in the half. Here's Michaela Williams, top of the key. Kylie Nelson has it on the right wing. 2 seconds all the way to the rack. Untouched for two. Kylie Nelson got by two defenders, and it was easy breezy to the rack at the horn. And we are at the halftime break in our girls' contest. I expected it to be good, and certainly was through the first 16 minutes. Redhawks here in the roundhouse lead Jefferson West 25-22 here at halftime. Halftime show coming your way next, brought to you by Highland Community College. Close to home, far from debt. Online at highlandcc.edu. Talk about it with Page and Company after we come back here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class. Take transferable general education courses or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. The local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
For nearly 120 years, Citizens State Bank and Trust Company of Hiawatha have been your true and local hometown bank. No branches, just roots. In downtown Hiawatha, visit cfbkansas.com today. Member FDIC.
When you need a handyman, call John's Repair in Holton. From portable welding services to HVAC, heat, and air, John McManical will fix the job right. Call 969-6400 for John's Repair. They even give a discount to senior citizens. 969-6400 for John's Repair in Holton.
Looking for a great place to eat, drink, and catch a game? Head to Kirkwood & Co. Restaurant and Sports Bar in Highland. Open 7 days a week. Kirkwood & Co. is your go-to spot. Together with friends, enjoy daily food and drink specials, and watch all the action on the big screens, even on their outdoor patio. If you're planning an event, reserve the private party room at Kirkwood and stay updated with all of their specials by visiting Kirkwood & Co. on Facebook. And go indulge today in great food, drinks, and fun at Kirkwood & Co. in Highland.
Hey, Bart here from Farm and City Supply in Fall City. Inviting you to come up and take a look at our line of H&H trailers. We've got trailers for every need. Small utility trailers with a nice spring-loaded ramp gate on the back. Industrial line trailers for your skid loaders, mini excavators. Some of our popular items are the 14-foot industrial duty dump boxes with a good heavy scissor lift, 7-gauge floors, rollover tarps, and our ever-popular 16-plus-6 gravity tilt trailer that is really handy for all those heavy-duty loading needs. So come up and check us out at Farm and City Supply.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Halftime show here on KNZA, brought to you by Highland Community College. Close to home, far from dead. Online, highlandcc.edu. Megan, Brandon here on KNZA. Paige and crew with the Hiawatha Channel in the roundhouse tonight. Crucial game in the Big East, and number 9 ranked in 3A, the Hiawatha Redhawks, leading the rivals in Jeff West 25-22. We got stats to get you in a moment, but, well, Paige, I mean, we talked about just the excitement level for not just the Hiawatha girls, but just Hiawatha basketball in general. You got a boys team that is also ranked at 9-1. There was hype with both teams coming in, and both teams have lived up to that hype, plus a little bit more, but this Redhawks on the girls' side looking to go to 11-0, but we figured they'd be in a dogfight tonight with the Tigers team that is 7-3.
Both of these teams coming into this game, their league aspirations are important tonight. Jeff West has played a ton of league games already. Hiawatha, they've only played three. And so that's the key here tonight, too.
Yeah, this is Hiawatha's fourth league game. This is the eighth league game already for Jeff West, so they have way out in front in that category. Jeff West girls into tonight 4-3, but you look at the top of the Big East with Hiawatha trying to keep pace with the likes of Silver Lake and Nemaha Central, both those teams undefeated early on in league play. So Jeff West with already three league losses, it's going to be tough. You know, I can't imagine a Silver Lake losing three league games, but you never know. We'll see how the rest of it shakes out. We got a lot to get to in the next month or so, but either way, the Redhawks leading it against Jeff West 25-22 here at the half. Let's go through some of the numbers. We'll start with the Redhawks as Kylie Nelson led the way with 8 in that first half, 6 apiece from Kenzie Nelson and Michaela Williams. They both got those 6 points in completely different ways. Michaela Williams, all 6 of her points at the free throw line. She went 6 of 8 at the stripe in the first half. Kenzie has her 6 points on a couple of threes. You also have 2 points from Claire Twombly, 2 points from Madison Williams, 1 point in the book as well from Laura Lears. For Jeff West, they got 6 points from Madison Schwinn on a couple of threes. They got 5 as well from Harriet Dean. They got 4 from Colby Noel, 3 points from Emmy Dean, and then 2 points apiece from Brinley Kuntz and Addison Vector. Some of the team totals unofficially in the first half. Hiawatha, 11 turnovers, 18 rebounds. They were 10 of 14 at the line, and they knocked down 3 threes. For Jeff West, 13 turnovers, 16 rebounds. They were 3 of 6 at the line, and they also knocked down 3 threes in the first half. Redhawks 25, Jeff West 22. Stats all season long brought to you by the Optimized Tax Management Group, providing the help you need when you need it. Visit member firms Holton Tax Services in Holton, Mike Tankin, Kay Onler, Michelle Callison, or NEK Tax Services in Whiting with Jacob Yinks and Courtney Brockoff. Girls game at the half, Redhawks 25, Tigers 22. Don't go anywhere. More halftime coverage after a timeout here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Hey, it's Emily with Rainbow's Youth Advisory Council. Did you know 1 week password could put your whole identity at risk? We're sharing simple tips to help you stay safe online, like spotting phishing scams, protecting your passwords, and locking down your personal info. Head to rainbowtel.net and check out our resources. Stay smart, stay safe, stay connected with Rainbow.
The teams are in the locker room making their halftime adjustments. Is it time to make some adjustments to your tax preparation needs? If so, consider a member of the Optimized Tax Management Group. Our member firms provide year-round tax planning and availability to answer your questions. Visit Mike Tankin, Kay Onler, and Michelle Callison at Holton Tax Services in Holton, or Jacob Yinkst and Courtney Brockoff at NEK Tax Services in Whiting. The Optimized Tax Management Group, providing the help you need when you need it.
When your vehicle, truck, or trailer has a problem, there's only one place that will fix it right and fast, and that's Floyd's Truck Repair. With their experienced staff, along with their parts and equipment, they can fix any problem and get you back on the road in a jiffy. That's Floyd's Truck Repair at the junction of Highway 75 and 36 south of Sabetha.
Big news, Nebraska. Frontier Bank is now Equity Bank. You'll still see the same friendly faces, now backed by the strength and service of Equity Bank. Enjoy powerful digital banking tools, no ATM fees anywhere, anytime, and early pay, giving you access to your paycheck up to 2 days early on applicable accounts. It's everything you need from a bank that never forgets it's your money. Stop by your nearest location or visit equitybank.com to learn more. Welcome to Equity Bank, member FDIC.
Does a new year mean a new you? Kickboxing and Krav Maga classes at Home Martial Arts are a great workout that anyone can do. Start anytime. The first class is free. And in January, get $10 off your first punch card and $20 if you sign up with a friend. We also have free trial week February 2nd to the 7th. Find out more about our classes and free trial week at HelloMartialArts.com or give us a call, 402-380-3383. That's Hello Martial Arts, Fall City, 402-380-3383.
Exciting changes are happening at Sabetha Auto Parts, your trusted, locally owned Napa Auto Parts dealer. Now, under new ownership, you'll find the same friendly staff ready to help and owners who will work hard to earn your business. And with 3 additional stores in their network, they can get you the parts you need the same day if they're not on the shelf. visit Sabetha Auto Parts, 1401 Old Highway 75 in Sabetha.
This is the Highland Community College Halftime Show on Kansaland Radio. Catch a break with Highland Community College. Transferable, affordable, and accessible. Log on to highlandcc.edu. From here, you can go anywhere.
Girls game at the half here in the roundhouse. Hiawatha leading Jefferson West 25-22. Getting closer to the start of the third quarter. Let's get you a couple of score updates from some other girls' games around the area. These games are at the halftime break. Riley County leading Sabetha 25-7. Nemaha Central leading Holton 35-11. Valley Falls in the Northeast Kansas League, a 22-17 halftime lead on the road at Jefferson County North. Second half action coming your way next. Redhawks 25, Tigers 22, a final 60. We're back right after this on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
This is Jordan Robbins with Morton Building, serving Northeast Kansas. At Morton, the difference is in the details. From our cutting-edge innovations, best-in-class warranty, and our craftsmanship field, we are dedicated to surpassing expectations. Our legacy of excellence spans more than 50 years in Northeast Kansas with thousands of satisfied customers. From farm shops to garages and even commercial structures, Morton Buildings are built stronger, last longer, and look better. Don't settle for less. Get the best by calling Randy, Michael, or myself, Jordan, at 785-364-4177 or visit MortonBuildings.com.
Need CPAP or oxygen supplies? KexRx Pharmacy has you covered. KexRx CPAP and oxygen supply specialists deliver one-on-one consultations in pharmacy or right to your door. From billing your insurance, finding the perfect mask fit, or even setting up hassle-free resupplies, KexRx Pharmacy is here every step of the way. At KexRx, your comfort, safety, and peace of mind come first. Don't wait. Breathe easier today. Call 785-742-3546 or visit KexRx.com to book your consult with KexRx Pharmacy today.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Roundhouse is still filling up. We got the boys game coming up, but we still got two quarters in what's been a very solid girls game tonight between two of the best teams in the Big East. It's Jeff West at Hiawatha, Redhawks 25, Tigers 22. And are we going to pick up right where we left off in terms of the tie-ups? And that is how Jeff West will falter their first possession 10 seconds into the third quarter.
Not a surprise.
I can't say I'm all that surprised, but that's now 14 turnovers tonight for Jeff West. Redhawks now from left to right here in this second half of play. Salvaging a three-point lead 30 seconds into this third quarter. Left elbow, nice dump down pass, wide open, too easy. Elbow to block, and Twombly for two. First points of the third quarter go to the Redhawks, and their lead is 27-22. And we got the Hiawatha Channel, Page and Company. We got Megan in studio, KNZA. Brandon Tadman is Coons, missing a right side three. Offensive rebound, though, is stuck back up and in by Addison Schwinn, who is leading the Tigers tonight with 8 points. Second chance opportunities for both teams throughout this game to this point, but not many have been converted upon. Here's a drive and a foul. Good take there by Addison Williams, and she's going to shoot two with the Redhawks leading it 27-24. Our first foul of the second half is going against Emmy Dean, and goodness me, that is her fourth. And they're going to have to bring on Addison Fechter, who's going to check in with three fouls herself. But right now we got the officials huddled up with Addison Williams waiting patiently to shoot two free throws. No, they're going to change the foul. So Dean now goes back to three fouls, and they get Addison Schwinn with her second. So that's positive for Jeff West. But still free throws, and the first one up and in for Addison Williams, who is 3-for-3 at the line tonight. Has 4 rebounds. 28-24 Redhawks, trying to stay undefeated. They're 10-0. Next one, no. Tips, and a rebound for Jeff West. Into the hands of Colby Noel. Redhawks by 4, minute and change gone by in this third period. Here's a post touch, tough shot, fighting for her own rebound, second chance up and in. It's Harriet Dean, she's got 7, and it's 28-26. So back-to-back buckets for the Tigers off offensive rebounds. Man-to-man defense right now for the Tigers. In between the rings out high, Kenzie Nelson going to work, diving in, off balance, shot high off the window, and it's good. Kenzie Nelson says, I'll have this possession on my own, and she's got 8. 30-26 Redhawks, about 2 minutes into this third quarter. Here's Coons high right. Skipping it into the corner now. A touch here for Addison Schwinn. Dean straight away. Might have been partially blocked. It was short. And off the miss, a rebound for Kylie Nelson, her fifth board here tonight. Crossing over, angling, now stopping top of the key. Low left-handed dribbles, now crossing over, splitting two to the rack, and she draws a foul. Kylie Nelson about to go to the line to shoot a pair. And the Jeff West foul on Addison Schwinn, that's going to be her third. So you got Fechter, Emmy Dean, and Addison Schwinn, three fouls each for Jeff West. And we're about to see a freshman, Liz Dieter, check in after this first free throw by Kylie Nelson, and that one is no good. And we do see for the first minutes tonight, six-foot freshman Liz Dieter. And has to take the spot of Schwinn, the senior, who now has three fouls. Second free throw by Nelson, got the shooter's touch. She's 2 for 4 at the stripe tonight. She's got 9 to lead Hiawatha, and the Redhawks lead is 5 at 31-26 at 5:55 to go in this third quarter. Redhawks undefeated, 10-0. Jeff West into tonight at 7-3. There's the tie-up, but Jeff West will keep. Looking for Dieter on the block. But again, active hands inside for that Redhawks defense. Here is Koontz to throw it in, one of the leading scorers in the Big East. Right now with just 2 points tonight. Nelson picks it off on the inbounds, and it's a steal for Hiawatha. Coast to coast, and the layup is good. Kylie Nelson with 11. Kylie Nelson starting to heat up, 33-26. Redhawks, their largest lead tonight. Here's Koontz into the front court, right side pass Noel. Thought about driving in, instead looking for Koontz on the high right wing and gets it right back to her there. Goes on the dribble around the arc, left side pass to Emmy Dean, steps back, left side three off the rim, fighting for the rebound is Dieter, all 6 foot of her. And now Koontz on the backside, little floater for two. All set up by Liz Dieter with the offensive rebound, and Koontz has 4. 33-28 Redhawks about 3 minutes in to this third quarter. Here's Williams, a left side three, halfway down, halfway out. Koontz the rebound for Jeff West. Jeff West wanting to push the tempo, and that pass out of bounds. Looking for Harriet Dean in the far corner, and make it now 16 turnovers tonight for Jeff West, their third of the third. 3 minutes in, 5 to go in this third period. Redhawks 33, Jeff West 28. Here's Kenzie Nelson with it, looking for Kylie on a curl. Kenzie keeps it herself, now puts it on the dribble. Gets into the paint, stops, kicks it out. Kylie a touch up top, closed out quickly by Koontz. Driving, floating, no, hits the rim twice, backside. And an offensive rebound for Twombly to keep it alive. Scurrying in the paint, off the pass, was Michaela Williams for two. And she's got 8, that's her first field goal made here tonight. Her first 6 points from the free throw line. 35-28, 7-point lead again for the Redhawks, 4:20 to go in the quarter. Here's Noel on a drive, looking for somebody on the backside, and nobody's home except Michaela Williams for Hiawatha. She's going to drive in all the way herself. Shot blocked by Dieter, fights for her own rebound. Now she's underneath on a double team, looking to get it out, and Stacey Jasper able to get a timeout call. Believe that's our first timeout call tonight. And it's a 30, so we'll keep it right here. Again, our timeouts on KNZA brought to you by Schlegel, homegrown popcorn of Whiting. Again, it was 14-12 at the end of one. It was 25-22, Hiawatha at the half. And right now the Redhawks tied for their largest lead page at 7, 35-28, as we are basically at the halfway point of this third quarter.
We talked a little bit at halftime, but Hiawatha, they played 3 games last week. Jeff West played 3 games this week, so there's a difference here as well. Hiawatha last week, they had a big win over Rossville, and that's something that leading into this game, we're like, well, that's a tough game. This game's going to be a tough game. And then it's just going to continue to be tough at the Nemaha Central Tournament next week as well.
The Redhawks have not lost or have not won a game by less than 10 points since Moorhill Mounts Academy in that road trip on December 12th. Since then, they beat Sabetha by 30-plus. They beat Holton by 16, they beat Royal Valley by 10, at Blue Valley 63-42, and then most recently Rossville 54-46. So my math is bad, correction, Rossville the first game to be within 10 points of Hiawatha since that matchup at Moorhill Mounts Academy.
Michaela Williams just switched jerseys, by the way. She's in 23 now for the Redhawks.
Well, that is not fun from a broadcast perspective, but I appreciate the heads up because I would have been completely clueless until you would have brought that up. So Michaela Williams, a jersey swap from 0 to 23 out of the timeout. 35-28 Redhawks, halfway into the third quarter. There is the new number 23 in Michaela Williams, and she had it kind of caught underneath in a tough spot, and she turns it over. It's actually the first turnover of the third quarter for Hiawatha. 4 minutes in, 4 minutes to go in this third period. Redhawks trying to stay unbeaten. They lead Jeff West 35-28. Tigers in the front court with it. Here's Koontz. Long pass, Dean, Harriet, shooting, but a foul's called on the floor. Maybe some sarcastic cheers from the Tiger fans. Check that foul on Hiawatha. It's going to be Twombly with her second. And the first foul on the Redhawks here in the third quarter. And now a steal at midcourt as Vector turns it over. And going all the way, scooping it up, is now number 23, Michaela Williams. And she's into double digits now with 10, and it's 37-28, largest lead at 9. Kind of a crunch time spot here for the Tigers over the next 3.5 minutes of this quarter, looking for Dieter inside, and the pass goes out of bounds, and Justin Schwinn, head coach of the Tigers, needing to call a timeout. Momentum on the side of the home team, Redhawks. It's a full timeout. We'll follow suit. 3:24 to go, third quarter. Redhawks 37, Tigers 28. We're back at 30 here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
At Bob Schwartz Financial, we believe that your values shape your financial future. We are committed to understanding what matters most to you, your dreams, your goals, your family. With transparency at the heart of everything we do, you'll always know where your money is invested and why. Join us at Bob Schwartz Financial, where values guide our commitment to your success.
Registered investment advisor services offered through Cobbler Capital Management, Silver Lake, Kansas. Securities offered through OFG Financial Services Incorporated, member FINRA, SPIC, Topeka, Kansas.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Schlegels, homegrown popcorn of Whiting. We got Paige and crew with the Hiawatha Channel. Megan Sturton in studio. Brandon Tabman with you on KNZA 103.9. Don't forget, Jake and Boz, those two jabronis. We'll have another edition of the Community National Bank High School Scoreboard Show following the action here in the Roundhouse tonight. Crowd's getting deep and expecting a good game tonight. We did. It was a three-point Redhawks lead at the half, but right now, Paige, Redhawks have their largest lead at 9, forcing Jeff West to call a timeout at 3:24 to go in the third.
When Hiawatha gets momentum, they are hard to slow down. They get away on fast breaks. They cause a press. Jeff West is really going to need to use their height down in the post and turn over some fouls to get back in this game.
Well, they got
to
stop turning the ball over for one. They have 6 turnovers here in the third quarter, 19 unofficially in the game, and that is already above their season average. As we referenced Michaela Williams before that timeout switching jerseys, we were thinking there was potentially a blood scenario there, and it appears they found a couple of spots on the floor to wipe that up, so we got a little pause in the action here. It's in the Redhawks, their 9-point lead at 37-28, 3:24 on the clock here in the third quarter.
This is also a historic season for Hiawatha. The last time they were this far undefeated was the late 70s into the 80s, where they went 60-0.
60-0?
Yeah.
Obviously over the course of a few seasons. Man, if they had 60-game seasons back in the
70s. It's like hockey. But they went to state, and they won in 78 and 79. And those are some good teams for Hiawatha.
Actually won 4 straight, according to the board up there. 77, or was that girls? Oh, that's league champs, my bad.
Yeah.
State champs, 78, 79, okay.
And then the boys had a good season following soon after, too.
Well, we don't have a sponsor for the history lesson for the Hiawatha Redhawks basketball team, but after the blood cleanup, we're back to it. With the Redhawks working in the front court, they can get their first double-digit lead tonight if they can get some points on the board. As Williams gets it to Addison in the corner, works around a screen from Michaela, works it all the way back near midcourt. Koontz pushing her out, but driving in is Addison. She lost it and picked up by Jeff West. A turnover by Hiawatha. Here's Koontz, near side, passing it off to Harriet Dean. Skips it into the corner with Vector. Baseline drive, cut off. Good defense by Stephen Morgan. Extra pass, shot short. And I think they're going to get over the back here. And a foul on Jeff West. So Harriet Dean picks up the foul. She had a great dime given to her on a cut in the paint. She floated a shot up short and was over the back on the rebound attempt. And it's going to be Redhawks basketball, still with that 9-point lead. 2:44 to go, third quarter. Here is Michaela Williams. Starts the pass high left. Addison now skips it. Kylie Nelson, corner triple, short. It was on target, not enough to get it in the bucket. And a rebound off the miss by Jefferson West. Addison Schwinn now trying to get one back with Dean. Can't do so from the left corner, and that one rebounded by Twombly. Here's Kylie Nelson. Nice ball pick from the right wing. Off-balance shot. Hits the rim three times and falls in for two. Kylie Nelson with 13, a game high. Largest lead for the Redhawks at 11, 39-28. Jeff West cold here in the third quarter, trying to get a Fector three. It's long from the right corner. Diving on the floor is Kylie Nelson. And our Guinness Book of World record is continuing to grow. Another tie-up.
At least double digits, right?
We are beyond double digits with the tie-up. I'd be willing to put a nice American dollar on that. But the Redhawks do get that alternating possession, which means that is now 7 third-quarter turnovers and 20 in the game for the Tigers. That has been a bugaboo tonight. 11-point Redhawks lead. They've controlled the pace here in this third quarter, led by Kylie Nelson. Double-teamed on the right wing. It's tipped in the air. That double-team forcing a steal. 3-on-1 break for the Tigers. Dean going to take it herself. She missed the shot. Kuntz off the miss. That one is no good. And tipped into the corner to Fector, so essentially a third opportunity here. And now Michaela Williams comes away with a steal at midcourt, and she gives it right back as Emmy Dean comes away with a steal. My goodness. And now a whistle and a foul. It's going to go against Hiawatha. It's like the first quarter all over again. Michaela Williams picks up the foul, her third. Just the second team foul on the Redhawks. 1:26 to go in the third. The Redhawks leading it 39-28 here at home. And now pass to the right block. Schwinn gets tied up again. This time tied up with Laura Lears, but fortunate for the Tigers, they have the possession. Goodness me. I feel like this is a desperately needed possession for Jeff West. Here's a right side three, offensive rebound. Schwinn able to scoop it up and in. Felt like Jeff West had to have that. It's 39-30, Hiawatha, minute 10 to go in the third. Now a good trap here on the right wing. Williams gets it off to Nelson. That's Kylie to Kinsey on the left wing. Kinsey going to work, bouncing it up top to Michaela. Michaela's pass tip. Kylie Nelson chasing it down, working back top of the key, angles around the arc, bouncing a right side pass into the corner with Lears. There's the double. Here is a nice move by Kinsey inside. Good kick. Michaela Williams a three. It's off the heel strong and fighting for the rebound, and we get a whistle and a foul. Laura Lears hit the deck, and that foul appears to be on Jeff West and Emmy Dean, and that is her fourth. 44 seconds to go in the third. Fourth foul on Emmy Dean, and that brings back Colby Noel. 39-30, Redhawks trying to improve to 11-0 on the season. Number 9 ranked in the 3A class. Into the corner it goes with Lears. About a 10-second difference between the shot clock and the game clock. Tried to set it up for Kylie Nelson. And a foul's called on the screen as I think they're going to get Addison Schwinn for barreling over the screen attempt, and that is the case. Oh, boy, and that's now 4 on Addison Schwinn. So the foul trouble continuing for Jeff West. It's team foul number 5, which puts Laura Lears at the line to shoot 2. First free throw hits the heel, the rim twice, and falls off. No good. So we're going to see Liz Dieter again, the freshman listed at 6 feet tall. Saw sparingly some minutes earlier on this quarter, but has to come back in with the foul trouble. Lear's trying to go 1 for 2. Can't do so. She missed them both, and Noel clears the miss. 39-30 Redhawks. About a 4-second difference between the shot clock and the game clock. Here's Harriet Dean in the corner, skipping a pass to Kuntz high right. Quickly doubled off into the corner with Fector. Now Noel up top, bouncing it left side, and that pass taken away by Remy Siebenmorgen, and nearly gave it away right back, and still might have gave it away, and they do so as Kuntz came away with a steal and a foul on Lears. Well, turnovers might be the two highest numbers in this game tonight. Jeff West getting a much-needed stop, and they can play for the final shot this quarter down 9. 14 seconds, clock moving. Into the front court, it's Fector, down to 10. Still has it. Long skip pass to Kuntz in the corner. Works to the wing, fires a contested 3. It's well short. Rebound, Kenzie Nelson. She's got 3 seconds to work. Michaela Williams, a half-court heave. It hits off the top of the backboard, and that takes us to the end of the third quarter. A 3-point halftime lead for the Redhawks is now a 9-point lead as we go to the fourth quarter. Got to take a timeout. Don't go anywhere on the other side. Redhawks 39, Jeff West 30. Fourth quarter of the girls' game from the Roundhouse. Coming your way in 60 seconds here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Recovering from surgery or a major illness takes time, and often you need a little extra care before you're ready to go home. Sabetha Community Hospital's Swing Bed Skilled Care Program is that bridge between the hospital and your front door. Whether it's physical therapy or skilled nursing, we provide the expert recovery care you need right here in Sabetha. You can stay close to family and friends while you regain your strength. Talk to your doctor about the Swing Bed Skilled Care Program at Sabetha Community Hospital or visit sabethahospital.com to learn more.
Are you tired of cooking? Need a place to unwind with great friends, cold drinks, and food that hits the spot? Then you gotta head down to Sidelines Bar and Grill. We're talking juicy burgers, crispy wings, fresh salads, and all of your favorite pub grub served up with a smile. Catch the game on our big screen. Challenge your buddies to some pool, or just relax with a cold one after a long day. From game nights to just a great weeknight out, Sidelines is the place to go for good times and good company. Sidelines Bar and Grill, your spot for sports, food, and fun.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Rivalry to boot in our girls' game going to the fourth quarter. Home team Redhawks 39, away team Tigers of Jeff West 30. Here we got Paige and company with the Hiawatha Channel. Megan and Kay, our KNZA studio producer here tonight, Brandon Tebbin, with you as well. Again, it was a 2-point Redhawks lead at the end of one, a 3-point lead at the half, a 14-8 advantage in the third, and we got a 39-30 Redhawks lead as we start the fourth quarter tonight. Broadcast on KNZA, brought to you by Rainbow Communications. Redhawks, the 9-point lead, the opening possession. Here's Michaela Williams, lost it near midcourt, gathering, and gets it back to Addison Williams up top. Man-to-man defense here for the Tigers. They got to cut down the turnovers, get some stops themselves. How about this move to the rack? A foul? No, they're going to call a travel on that drive by Kylie Nelson. Well, both teams have had issues with turnovers, but Jeff West a little more in that category. And one of the leading scorers in the Big East, Brindley Koontz tonight for Jeff West. The freshman has been held to just 4. Here's Koontz with it. Just mentioned up top. Right now his own defense being applied by the Redhawks. 35 seconds into the fourth quarter. Redhawks by 9. Jeff West with the ball. Fechter straight away 3. It's an air ball. And Noelle tried to save it, but her foot touched the baseline. And it's out of bounds to Hiawatha. So both teams 0-for to start on their first possessions of the fourth and final period. Once again, we do have the shot clock here. Certainly makes a difference in games that are close. Kylie Nelson with the dribble, right wing, darts a pass into the corner. Good extra one to Addison Williams. Can't get a 3 to fall. Fighting for the rebound, though, is Laura Lears, and then she's tied up. Shocking. Possession arrow back to Jeff West. So, 39-30. We played a minute 2 of the fourth. Redhawks trying to move to 11-0, keep pace with 3A number one ranked Silver Lake. Nemaha Central entered tonight, undefeated in league play as well. Riley County with only one league loss. So you look at the Big East League standings for the girls. Right now it's really a four-team race. Tigers are 4-3 in league play. There's a good look inside, but missing is Fechter. And off the miss, a rebound for Remy Steven Morgan, applying some good minutes. Nelson, coast-to-coast, can't make the off-balance layup. And it's going back to Jeff West. Boy, good look for Kylie Nelson. A little bit off balance on that drive as Kenzie's going to check back in, replacing Laura Lears. So we played 90 seconds in this fourth quarter, still looking for our first points. Redhawks 39, Tigers 30. It has been a struggle. Both defenses been very ramped up here tonight. Two of the better defenses in this league. Jeff West giving it up at 39 points per game. Hiawatha at 38. Right now, 39-30, Hiawatha. Right now, that zone defense causing some issues at 3-2 for Hiawatha as Michaela Williams got a near side deflection out of bounds. It'll be Jeff West ball. 16 on the shot clock, 6:13 on the game clock. We'll see Emmy Dean back into the game. She's got 4 fouls. Also, Addison Schwinn is checking back in with 4 fouls as well. The turnovers and the foul trouble, kind of been the two bugaboos tonight for Jeff West, yet they still have time down 9. Right now they have two girls on the floor with four fouls. Here is Addison Schwinn, a big three on the way, and it's nothing but net from the right wing. 13 for the senior Addison Schwinn. She was averaging just 3 points a game coming in. 39-33. Red Hawks lead trimmed to six. Now Kylie losing it off the handle, losing it off her leg and out of bounds, and the Tigers feel a little momentum coming their way. Third turnover here in the fourth quarter for Hiawatha. Tigers have the possession back down six. 5:50 to go in the game. Red Hawks led by as many as 11 in that third quarter, but now it's down to six. Early stages of the fourth. Here is Koontz. Direct pass into the corner with Harriet Dean. Back up top, it's Emmy. One dribble, now Koontz left side. Gets a screen. Right side, it's Harriet. Nope, that's Emmy Dean for three. Can't get it to go. Offensive rebound and a foul. Going to put Colby Noel at the line to shoot two. And it's Remy Sieben-Morgan who picks up the foul. That is the first foul on either side in this fourth quarter. 5:29 left. 39-36, Hiawatha. Or correction, 39-33, beg your pardon. It will be Colby Noel at the line. She's 2 for 3, make it 3 for 4 tonight at the stripe. She's got 5 in the game. 39-34, it's down to 5. Spins and fires and can't get the second one to go. Koontz inside, got the offensive rebound, and she drew a foul. Now Koontz not scoring a bunch tonight, but she does have 7 rebounds, multiple steals. She earns the possession back with her team down 5. And that foul was on Sieben-Morgan, quickly picking up her second. Here's Dean, right wing, stepping back. It's Emmy, nearly banked it in. It's something rattled out. And a rebound by Sieben-Morgan. Red Hawks leading by 5. 5:15 to go in the game. Into the front court, Addison Williams had it knocked away and out of bounds by Harriet Dean. The Red Hawks 26 on the shot clock, 5:14 on the game clock. They'll throw it in from the far side of the floor. Far sideline where, Paige, that side of the gym, there are not many seats available.
A lot of red.
A lot of red. Now, Jeff West has some red trim as well, but they're in the all-black road uniforms tonight. Hiawatha in the home whites. Kenzie Nelson open for three, grazing the back iron and trying to chase it down into the corner as Michaela Williams with a one-handed swat, and she sent it four rows deep into the stands. Good hustle, just couldn't get it back into play. And the Tigers get it back. 4:57 to go, down 5. We'll see Claire Twombly check back in. Good minutes there for Remy Sieben-Morgan. And the Tigers again, down by as many as 11 in the third quarter. They're down 39-34, under 5 minutes to go with the possession. Here is Emmy Dean. Schwinn, oh, looking for Dean on a skip right back to her, and it's out of bounds. Well, if Jeff West falls short tonight, again, you're going to look at the turnover numbers, and a timeout's going to be called by Coach Jasper and Hiawatha. It's a full. We'll step aside as well. 4:57 to go in the fourth quarter. Red Hawks 39. Jeff West, 34. Don't go anywhere. We're back after this here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
It's a new year and the perfect time to open a new account at GN Bank. Our Switch Kits makes it easy to transfer your direct deposits and payments. You'll enjoy using debit cards, mobile banking, secure and easy-to-use internet banking, bill pay, and e-statements. Our fast and easy loan application process means you'll find GN Bank the best place to bank and borrow. GN Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Hiawatha here tonight. Girls game coming down the wire. 4:47 to go. Red Hawks 39, Tigers 34. Alongside Paige Mueller in the Hiawatha Channel, Megan Sturton, our KNZA studio producer tonight. I'm Brandon Tadman with you. Well, for Hiawatha, Kylie Nelson with 13 points, Michaela Williams with 10, Kenzie Nelson has chipped in with 8. You also have Addison Schwinn leading Jeff West with 13 points. Harriet Dean has 7. Brinley Koontz came into tonight averaging 20 a game. She's been held to just 4. Back to it. Red Hawks up 5 with the possession. They get a look for Kylie Nelson. Big 3 left wing. It is high off the rim. And Koontz the rebound. She wants to push. Little sidestep. Can't scoop it up with the right hand from the left side of the floor. Kind of an awkward Euro move there, and off the miss, Kylie Nelson pushing. Thought about stepping back for three, and at 4:20 to go, clock moving. Red Hawks will slow it down with a five-point lead. Here's Kylie in the right corner, closed out by Emmy Dean. Skips it, Michaela Williams, nice ball fake, steps into an elbow, jump shot, she left it short, but right place, right time, Kylie Nelson, second chance, they're going to get her for an offensive foul. Emmy Dean, that's big, because she's sitting there with four fouls, and she takes a charge. So the foul on Nelson with the charge, her second, team foul number three. Jeff West has yet to be called for a foul here in the fourth quarter. Approaching the halfway point of this final period, Tigers are down five, and they turn it over as Emmy Dean picks up the ball prematurely and travels with it. And head coach Justin Schwinn, his reaction says, wasn't quite too pleased with how that possession worked out. Here's Kenzie Nelson, free throw line, little stutter, drive to the paint, she's bumped and fouled. Thought about kicking to Kylie in the corner, but the bump and the whistle blows, the foul going against Colby Noel. It's the first Jeff West foul here in the fourth quarter, and Noel, that's her second tonight. That resets the shot clock, 3:53 to go in the game, Redhawks leading by five at 39-34. The Redhawks have not scored in this quarter. Jeff West has the lone 4 points. Here's a reverse layup, finishing on the left block, diving in from the right wing. That is touch for Kenzie Nelson, and she's got 10. 41-34, Redhawks lead back to 7, 3:35 to go in the game. Kuntz pass to Schwinn, right wing. Now into the corner, Schwinn gets it back. Kuntz up top, quick reversal. Emmy Dean, left side three. It was on target, but chasing it on the long rebound, and a good job by Callie Nelson to box out in the corner and let that ball go out of bounds as the Redhawks get it back in a 7-point lead. Now you look down, about 4 of the 10 games that Hiawatha has played this year in their undefeated start have been quote-unquote close. Jeff West playing them close tonight, 3:16 to go. Off a deflection, Redhawks are going to throw it in from the side out. Now another pass tipped out of bounds by Dean. Now is Emmy jumping high to deflect it. Now near side corner, Redhawks to throw it in with Addison Williams. Long pass into the backcourt here, Kylie Nelson. She's got 13 tonight, came in averaging 20 and a half. We got two players with Kuntz and Kylie Nelson who have both been recent athletes of the week for MSC. Here's a nice pass into the corner. Twombly swishing a three, the unlikely hero. That's just the fifth made three this season, and it's back to 10 for the Redhawks at 2:50 to go. Here's Noel trying to force up a tough shot on the left block, and it's a little bit long, and a backside rebound for Kylie Nelson. Redhawks have the 10-point lead, working some clock here. Dean gets another hand on a pass, deflects it into the Hiawatha bench in front of head coach Stacy Jasper. Late sub in for Jeff West. It's going to be Addison Fechter replacing Colby Noel, so they go a little bit smaller with this lineup. It's going to be four guards, one forward for Jeff West. Here is Nelson on the Williams inbounds, looking for Kylie, had it tipped near midcourt, Kuntz chasing down. Looking at possibly two first-team All-League players here, as Nelson got to the rim by Kuntz, and it's stolen away, flipped up and in by Kenzie Nelson with extra effort. 2:20 to go, it's the largest lead for the Redhawks at 46-34. And Kuntz, from way downtown, she can't get it to go from the right wing, but an offensive rebound for Schwinn. Jeff West has it back. They got to go to work. Shot inside, no, but a foul. Emmy Dean to the line to shoot two. 2:07 to go. Redhawks leading 46-34. Now, just a moment ago, the Tigers had it to within five. Now, you can't miss free throws, and the first one there by Dean is a little bit long off the heel. 5'7 sophomore Emmy Dean, averaging 14 points a game, just three tonight with four rebounds. That first free throw again was strong. She has another one coming. She got that one to go, so a 1-for-2 trip, and now we get a timeout for Jeff West. It's a full. We'll follow suit. The Red Hawk girls, 2:07 away from moving to 11-0. They lead Jeff West here in the roundhouse, 46-35. We're back in a tight 30 here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Since 1996, R&S Maintenance Service has been a leader in industrial manufacturing support and repair in Meriden. From metal fabrication and repair to industrial millwright services, precision machine shop, certified welding, project design, equipment removal and installation, and dumpster service, R&S Maintenance Service is a proud supporter of local student athletes. Visit online at rnsmaintenance.com or stop by off K4 Highway since 1996 in Meriden.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Hiawatha girls basketball. It's been a fun ride. 10 games in, they have not lost. And right now they're 207 away from another win in the column. 46-35. They lead here at home against Jeff West. Tigers have been in foul trouble all night. The turnovers have been an issue really for both teams, but more so for Jeff West than Hiawatha tonight. And out of the timeout, Red Hawks with that 11-point lead and the basketball, 2:07 to go. Hiawatha certainly in no hurry, although Jeff West going to ramp up the pressure right at midcourt. Coons picks up Williams. Kylie Nelson is open for three, and that might be the dagger. Left side, one of the best players in the league, cans a triple. And she's got 16. It's 49-35 and a travel by Jeff West. Oh, boy. And that swing right now, that is the largest lead for Hiawatha tonight. Kylie Nelson, 16, and maybe the dagger three just a moment ago. We're down to 145. Redhawks in the front court. Here's Williams on a cut, wide open. Shot blocked from behind, but a foul's called, and Claire Twombly is going to shoot two. Good pass on the cut there. Claire Twombly hit a big three earlier in this quarter. She has seven tonight. 49-35, Hiawatha. First free throw, good. Well, Jeff West, at about the halfway point in this fourth quarter, had it to within 39-34. Second free throw, no good, as the rebound is pulled in by Harriet Dean, but now it's a 15-point lead. As a quick three is up and in, Emmy Dean gets one to go. She's got seven. Her second triple tonight makes it 50-38. Nelson again will try. It's on target but short from the right wing. Another scrum and another tie-up at 1:17 to go. And the possession arrow is going to keep it here with Hiawatha, but they lead it by 12. They led by two after one, three at the half. They led by nine coming into the fourth quarter. Jeff West has not led in this game since the early portions of the second. Oh boy, Nelson again. She can't be more wide open. And if that last one wasn't a dagger, that one was a dagger. Another straightaway three, 19, and it's 53-38 with a minute to go. This Red Hawks team about to go to 11-0 on the season, with the 12th annual Thunder Classic on deck next week. Here's another Dean three, and she got another. And a quick timeout. Emmy Dean with 10, and 7 of her 10 here in the fourth quarter. We got 47 seconds to go. A timeout. It's 53-41. We'll go ahead and keep it right here. Get alongside Paige Mueller, Hiawatha Channel crew. We got Megan in studio, Brandon Thabman with you. There's been times throughout this game tonight, Paige, especially in the second half, where you felt like Jeff West, they were going on a little bit of a run, they were kind of swinging momentum in their way, but again, they have not been as close or any closer than five, but every time Jeff West has made a slight push, Hiawatha has had an answer every single time. And right now, 47 seconds away from an 11-0 start to the season.
Between about 25 turnovers, Brindley Kuhn's only having four, and foul trouble, Jeff West has struggled to combat the scrappiness, the scoring, and just purely the wants from this Red Hawks team.
Out of the timeout, Red Hawks with the ball, 47 seconds to go, leading 53-41. Well, Jeff West had a couple of sequences and opportunities with the ball in their hands, down five earlier in the quarter, but could not get any closer. And there's a foul at midcourt. Kylie Nelson on the dribble. And Addison Fechter is going to pick up her fourth with 39 seconds to go in the game. It resets the shot clock, so about 4 seconds between the shot clock and the game clock here. That's got to be a travel, and it is. Claire Twombly caught the inbounds and forgot to put the ball on the floor. Took about four steps with it. So another turnover, but shouldn't hurt Hiawatha. Down to 35 seconds to go. Koontz might as well, pulling from 40 feet straight away. Nearly got it to go, but off the miss. A rebound for Addison Williams. And Jeff West appears, at least right now, to be calling off the dogs. 22 seconds to go. Nelson, why not? Add to her total, and one! 21 for Kylie Nelson, and a chance at a three-point play. 55-41 Red Hawks, 19 and a half seconds to go. She had about four separate daggers here in the final three-plus minutes of this game, and she had just 8 points at halftime. Now at 21 in the game and a chance to get to 22 with a three-point play. The foul was on, I believe they got it on Vector, but still out there with four. She missed the free throw, did Nelson. Here's a corner three by Dean, and somehow able to chase her own rebound down in the corner. Final 7 seconds. Red Hawk fans are starting to celebrate a touch. Vector, a shot at the buzzer. She got it to go, and it doesn't matter as Hiawatha remains undefeated on the season. They coasted away in the fourth quarter and win it over Jeff West tonight, 55-43. Our postgame show next, brought to you by Be Outdoors Real Estate. Buying or selling is the best in the business for recreational, residential, and agricultural real estate. Hiawatha girls now 11-0 on the season. Jeff West, they fall to 7-4. We're back after this here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Hey, this is Chris Seymour, owner agent at Be Outdoors Real Estate. Stick around after the break for the Be Outdoors Real Estate post-game show on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class. Take transferable general education courses or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. The local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
Some things get better with time. Bourbon, work gloves, and Uncle Gary's mullet. At Mustang Seeds, we've been around 60 years, but we're not stuck in the past. We invest in top-tier seed and real partnerships, so your farm's ready for today and tomorrow. Because the best things don't just last, they evolve. Mustang Seeds, built on legacy, powered by progress.
As your hometown bank, Citizens State Bank and Trust looks forward to helping you through the many stages of life, from your first checking account to your retirement account. We've helped generations of families buy their first home, finance their vehicles, and plan for the future. Let us put our experience to work for you and your family. Call today for an appointment. Citizens State Bank and Trust Company in Hiawatha, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Thinking about selling your land? Want to know what it's worth? At Be Outdoors Real Estate, our local agents live in your community. Whether it's a farm, hunting ground, or homes on acreage, we know how to market your property to qualified buyers who are actively searching in your area. Give me a call today, Chris Seymour, 913-669-7649. That's 913-669-7649. Be Outdoors, real estate made simple.
My name is Dan Winger, store director at Gary Country Mart. I would like to invite you to shop our store at Old South 75 Highway in Sabetha. With over 200 years of management experience, I think you will enjoy our knowledgeable and friendly staff. We are a full-service store with meat cutters on staff, a full-service deli, bakery, and produce departments. Thank you for shopping your locally owned and operated Country Mart for the past 53 years.
Every new year, we're surrounded by weight loss promises, fad diets, miracle shakes, and quick fixes that rarely last. At Holton Community Hospital, we believe obesity is a disease and it deserves real medical care. Our weight management program treats the root causes of obesity, genetic, environmental, and behavioral. No gimmicks, just personalized, medically guided care. visit holtonhospital.com/weightlossmanagement. Holton Community Hospital. Personalized care. Hometown heart.
Wish your vehicle looked new again? Trust the professionals at the Fender Mender in Everest, providing free estimates for body repair, paintwork, and glass installation. No job is too big or small. The Fender Mender in Everest, mending broken parts.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Back here on KMTA and the MSC Sports Radio Network, our post-game show brought to you by B Outdoors Real Estate. Buying or selling, use the best in the business for recreational, residential, and agricultural real estate. Paige Mueller alongside Brandon Tabman with you. Megan Sturton, our studio producer. Well, the storybook season continues for the Hiawatha girls basketball team, undefeated still at 11-0 and 4-0 in Big East League play. Again, 55-43. They defeat Jeff West tonight here inside the roundhouse. Jeff West with the loss. They are now 7-4 on the season and 4-4 in Big East League play. We'll get you the stats in a moment, but Paige, we were talking about it earlier in the broadcast. The success and this undefeated start, now at 11-0, you got to go back to the 70s the last time Hiawatha girls basketball team was off to this good of a start.
The last quick start was in 2021 when they went 7-1.
Okay.
And so Hiawatha, they've had some success in recent years. They were league champs in 2022, but, you know, to come back and be undefeated when you look down this league, I don't think many people expected this.
Well, again, I think you give a lot of credit in the world to head coach Stacy Jasper. Everything I hear is just everybody loves her and the way she goes about her business. And I know Jacob Boz mentioned it last week on the scoreboard show and talking about this Hiawatha team and just how much Coach Jasper is just engaged with this group. I mean, you got a lot of girls playing minutes that have been playing varsity ball for 3, even 4 years, and it's all finally coming together. There's a lot to still figure out as we're pushing into the midseason tournaments. Of course, we're going to see Hiawatha next Tuesday in Seneca when they take on St. Mary's in the Thunder Classic. So that's going to be a fun field, a fun event over in Seneca starting on Tuesday night. We'll obviously get more into that later on as we're in between games now and maybe an extended in between games. We're probably just going to keep it here throughout. Need to get some extra words in from our sponsors, but just a dynamite performance again. We talked about that stretch in the fourth quarter. Jeff West at one point had it to within 39-34. So they got it back to a 5-point game, 3 straight possessions with turnovers. And during that, Hiawatha would go on an 11-1 run to ultimately put the game away in the latter portions of that fourth quarter. But again, Kylie Nelson exploded with 8 of her 21 in the fourth quarter. She had 13 total in the second half, but Kylie Nelson again, 21 points, 8 rebounds to lead Hiawatha here tonight. 2 more in double figures with Kenzie Nelson with 12, Michaela Williams with 10, included a jersey swap for Michaela midway through that game. Claire Twombly had 8 points, 3 from Addison Williams, and 1 as well from Laura Lears. Now for Jeff West, again now 7-4, and 4-4 in league play. They got 13 and 6 rebounds tonight from Addison Schwinn. 10 points from Emmy Dean, 5 points from Colby Noel. They had 4 points from Addison Fechter. And the big story tonight, Brinley Coombs, sensational freshman who came in averaging 20 points a game. Hiawatha, they hold her to just 4 points tonight. And it was a struggle for those 4 points. But again, a lot of credit to the Redhawks defense, holding down one of the best in the Big East, helping the Redhawks get to 11-0 on the season. Some of the team numbers unofficially, Jeff West, 25 turnovers, 31 rebounds. They were 5 of 10 at the line, and they hit 6 threes. Hiawatha, they were 13 of 22 at the line. They had 30 rebounds, 21 turnovers, and 4 threes. So, you know, it's not going to hurt Hiawatha in the win column, but still 21 turnovers. I'm sure Coach Jasper not going to be too pleased with that. But nonetheless, it did not really worry the Redhawks all that much as they improved to 11-0. Here tonight. Again, the final score in the girls' game, 55-43, Hiawatha. We'll get you our player of the game. We'll take a 2-minute timeout. We'll have more after this here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
The Pines of Fulton is hiring compassionate and dedicated CMA and CNA professionals to join our team. Hi, this is Nikki. If you're passionate about providing exceptional care to our residents and want to work in a supportive, friendly environment, we'd love to hear from you. We offer competitive pay, a great work atmosphere, and opportunities for growth. Apply today and become a valued member of the Pines of Fulton family. At the Pines of Fulton, it's our family caring for yours.
As you plan for the upcoming crop year, you are reminded of how much is riding on your bottom line. Can you afford to have anything but the best multi-apparel and crop hail protection? Go with the best. Call Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca. Beth and Nate Dieters are the right agents with your best interest at heart. Hurry, spring sales closing date is March 15th. Ease your mind? Call Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca for the protection you need. 785-334-CROP. That's 785-334-CROP. Midwest Crop Insurance, an equal opportunity provider.
Keeping you informed, this is Kansaland News.
This is The Latest, from your only source for local daily news. I'm Brian Hagan, along with John Nixon and Greg Bevermeyer. Remember, you can find us online anytime at msconews.net. No one was hurt in a structure fire Wednesday afternoon in Wathena. KQ2-TV reports local law enforcement received calls just after 4 o'clock for a fire in the 1400 block of Saratoga Road. When crews arrived, they found a small structure with heavy damage throughout. Authorities say no one was inside the building at the time of the fire. The cause remains under investigation. With a check of Falls City fire-related news, here's John Nixon.
The Falls City Volunteer Fire Department responded to 33 incidents in 2025, which was up from the 19 calls in 2024. The fire department averages about 40 calls per year. The total combined losses for 2025 was $160,000, representing an $80,000 decrease from the $240,000 in losses in 2024. The 2025 fire calls included